Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned into the program today. Don't change the station. I have a message that could change your life for all eternity. We're going to continue with part four of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on today's radio program. I'm telling you, this is a powerful message, and I pray that you will really listen to what I'm saying on this radio program today. We are living in the last days, and people need to hear the truth of God's Word. You see, there's a lot of deception out there today. You can pretty much hear whatever you want to hear. But I personally have made a decision to preach and teach God's Word without watering it down. So let's continue now with part four of this powerful message. May God give you ears to hear and a heart to receive the truth. This chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians is talking about the great apostasy that I believe is already in the beginning stages. And when I look around at what is happening in the body of Christ and how the emerging church doctrine has just come in like a tsunami, and people are getting sucked up into this deception and getting sucked up into these false teachings and doctrines of demons in churches all across this nation, it grieves my spirit. And I believe that these that get involved with the emergent church and get sucked into all of these lies of the enemy and believe the lie of the enemy and do not receive the truth of God's Word and take it a step further, do not love the truth of God's Word, I believe they're apostates. These apostasy is really those who once knew the real faith. Come on, somebody. They knew the real faith. They knew about the Word. Yeah, this is the Word and blah, 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 blah. But I believe the thing that will cause people to become apostate is that they will not have a love for the truth. You see, you can know the truth and still go to hell. Come on, somebody. You can know the truth and still be deceived. But we've got to take that a step further and we've got to love the truth. So much so that we would be willing to lay our lives down if need be, because we love the truth more than we love our own lives. We are getting so close to that place of having to give our lives for the truth. Some of you young people in here, you need to fall in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about a surface relationship. I'm talking about a genuine, one-on-one personal relationship with the King of the universe, to where He comes and He lives inside you in such a way that you will have such a reverential fear of God in your life that you will not sin against God because you hate sin and love the truth. The truth of God says that sin brings forth death. And if you read 1 John, it says that anyone who is born of God does not sin. Some of us need a revelation of 1 John, because so many of us live a sinful life before a holy God, and our lives are not pleasing unto Him. There's just as much sin in the body of Christ as there is in the world. And I'm going to tell you, judgment begins at the house of God. You might get by with that for a while, but God is going to judge that sin because He hates it. I pray if you're in sin tonight, you get so uncomfortable, you have to repent of that sin and receive deliverance. Because I'll tell you what, we're living in the last days, and things are beginning to shake, rattle, and roll in a terrible way. And we've got to get our act cleaned up, and we've got to get ourselves right with God. Because God is a holy, righteous God. Amen. Repentance means you change the way you think about it. Oh, I like sinning though. I mean, I enjoy doing this. This is just a little peewee thing. What does God give a rip about that? You need to change the way you think.
It doesn't matter if it's a 1 or a 10. It's sin. Come on, somebody. And you know, they can brainwash our kids in our schools. They can tell you that homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle and it's okay for you to try that out if you want to. It's not okay for you to try that out if you want to. It's sin. The Bible says it's an abomination against God. And guess what? God hates it. And we need to hate what God hates. It's not okay for you to experiment with sex before marriage. That's fornication. The Bible says, flee fornication. The greatest example in the Bible of someone fleeing fornication and obeying the word of God was Joseph. Every time he went into Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife was in there, and she wanted Joseph. And she always tried to throw herself at him because she wanted him. But he was a man of God. He was a man who wouldn't give in and lower himself to sin against God in a way that would be displeasing unto him. I thank God for men like that. And I pray that God will make every man in this room that kind of a man like Joseph. I believe people are going to become apostate because they do not love the truth. They know the truth, but they don't love the truth. And when you really love the truth, you're going to do what the truth says. Are you getting it? 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. It says, now the Spirit, with a capital S. What Spirit is it talking about? Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, when? Are we living in the latter times? Yes, we are. That in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. They're going to depart from the faith. They once knew the faith, but they're going to turn away from it. They're going to walk away from it, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines or teachings of demons. This is what is happening with the New Age thing. This is what is happening with the emerging church thing. They're teaching doctrines of demons. They're not truths. The teachings that they teach are not lining up with what the Word of God teaches, because the Word of God is absolute truth. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. That's a terrible place to be. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting at verse 20. Paul the apostle is talking to his son Timothy, who is a son in the faith. He says, oh Timothy, exclamation point. What does that say? He wants him to get this point. Oh Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions. Come on, somebody. And contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. Oh, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. What is he talking about here? What was committed to Timothy's trust? The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, oh, Timothy, I want you to guard this. And I believe that we could even add Donna K. version. Guard this, Timothy, even with your very life. Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and avoiding the idle babblings and avoiding contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Why? Because people are receiving false teachings and doctrines of demons. Those teachings that are not lining up with the truth of God's Word. And Paul told Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, New King James Version. I'm going to read three different versions. This is an excellent set of scriptures here. Verses 13 through 14 in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Amplified Version, 2 Timothy 1, 13 through 14 says, hold fast and follow the pattern of wholesome and sound teaching. Say sound teaching. Which you have heard from me in all the faith and love which are for us in Christ Jesus. Guard and keep with the greatest care the precious and excellently adapted truth which has been entrusted to you by the help of the Holy Spirit who makes his home in us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13-14, NIV version. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit. Say that with me. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. What deposit is he talking about? What was the good deposit that the Apostle Paul told Timothy you need to be guarding? It was truth. It was the truth of the faith. Hallelujah! Of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it was. Let me give you a definition of truth. Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, will, character, glory, and being of God. I'm going to repeat it again. Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, the will, the character, the glory, and the being of God. Truth is the self-expression of God. You see, in today's society, and the postmodern generation in which we live, there is a truth war going on. There is a battle for truth, dear friend, and this battle is taking place in the minds of individuals. A battle for truth is really a battle of the mind against false doctrines, false teachings, evil ideologies, and wrong belief systems.
We're going to have to stop right here on today's radio program, and we'll continue with part 5 of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on next week's program. Please be sure to tune back in to hear the continuation of this powerful message. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept the truth that you were crucified on a cross at Calvary to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive the finished work of the cross, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my life for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you can help support this ministry with a financial gift of any amount, you may do so online at the website, or you can send your donations through regular postal mail. My announcer is going to come in just a moment and give you my address and website information. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May He transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.